A hard trail. There was a father, mother, and 9 children in the Smith family. They started west over the Oregon Trail in 1846. Not all of them would make it to the Willamette Valley. William Smith was captain of a number of wagons trying to blaze a new route through southern Oregon. He led his family and the others into Canyon Creek in the Umpqua Range, but a sudden wind trapped them in downed trees. Well, the others told William they'd have to give up the wagons and ride the oxen, but he was of fighting stock.
No, I got a wife and 9 children. Louisa is deathly sick, and you know Thaddeus is crippled and can't ride. I'm taking my spring wagon. Now, we can make it, but do as you please if you got no confidence in me. Now, maybe I'm the only man around here who's got any guts.
As William was exhorting the men, he suddenly sank to his knees and cried,
"Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me."
And he died of a heart attack. The spring wagon that he was determined to take to the end of the trail was torn apart and used to make a coffin for William. His wife Ellen cried over his grave, and then packed herself and the 9 children on the 2 oxen. The rough trip took its toll, and little Louisa's condition deteriorated. The last words Louisa whispered to her mother were,
"Bury me deep. Pile rocks on top. I don't want the wolves to get me."
Somehow, Ellen was able to make it safely to the Willamette Valley with the remainder of her family intact. Starting with a donation land claim, she carved out an existence and raised her 8 children.